Introspection. Point 2. Listening within. We all want to get into introspection. We want to tune in to that divine within us. We want to make home base, if you will, with our divinity. And we find it very difficult to tune in to that introspective self. We find it very difficult to move into this quietness within. And the reason is that we live in a very noisy society. We live in a very noisy atmosphere, and this noisy atmosphere demands our attention time and time again, and because of that, we find it difficult to listen within, to turn to that very center of our own being, and at the center of our being, finding the truth of who we are. Listening within is a very special condition that all of us have worked on, and we would like to experience more, but we haven't done it, and these are the reasons. When we listen within, we hear a variety of clatter. We hear a variety of ideas being expressed. We hear many thoughts passing through our mind. We are drawn into just listening to the birds. We're drawn into listening to other people's conversations. We're drawn into watching television, listening to the radio, and hearing the stories and the news and the adventures that are going on there, and we find it all very charming. But that really isn't as difficult as the real listening within, listening to the chatter that goes on within us. Everything has a symbol, and that symbol is what is our distraction. We think of car, and immediately our mind goes to all sorts of possibilities for car. We think of person, we think of wife, we think of husband, we think of child, we think of parent, we think of anything at all that has behind it a large definition of terms that spell out what that is. And that is something that we want to learn to be master of. We want to train ourselves to think and only think about what we want to think about. We only want to train ourselves to think about listening within, for instance. Now, how do we train ourselves to listen within? As these thoughts come up in our mind, we define listening, we define within. Listening is to hear, and within is not without. And within is at a center of quietness and peace. And you say, well, if you're going to listen to quietness and peace, what's the good of listening to it? Well, think of it this way. When you listen within, and you listen in that quietness and peace, you will hear a lot of noise. You will hear a lot of chatter. You will hear a lot of discussion. You'll hear a lot of thoughts. You'll hear a lot of definitions. And as you pursue it, the definitions will continue to come. And they'll continue to bug you and take your attention. This will happen day after day. And as you persist in listening within, and listening within only to those things that you consider worthwhile listening to, little by little, the other things will fade away. The noise, the clatter will fade away because it is no longer getting your attention. You are no longer thinking about it. You have released it from your thought, you've released it from your mind, you've released it from your thinking system. So, as you let this go, then something must take its place. Nature abhors a void, and so does your inner self. It abhors a void. It wants to have something going on. So, you think of what is it you'd like to have going on. So then you turn your attention to very special things. You turn your attention to thinking beautiful ideas. You think, I am happy, I am successful. You think all these positive affirmations that you've been using, and you wondered what their purpose is. Well, now, this is a point at which their purpose becomes very useful and very meaningful. As we are listening within, we want to encourage our within to think in the direction we want it to think, because the within can think of anything at all. The within can think of the infinite variety of possibilities, and all of them are okay. No one's telling the within that something is right and something is wrong. And this in itself is very difficult because we've been trained that everything has to be either right or wrong. Everything that we think must be either correct or it must be a lie or wrong or wrong for us to think about. And that's not true. And that's getting rid of that point also in this learning to listen within. When we listen within, we hear within all sorts of ideas, all sorts of concepts, all sorts of opinions, all sorts of decisions. And as we hear each one, we turn our attention to it or away from it. We turn our attention to it or away from it. And as we turn our attention to it, we empower it to continue to be. As we turn our attention away from it to something else, in other words, we empower something else to be. We make the choice of whatever it is we want to empower to exist in our experience. And to make that choice is kind of demanding, because up to now, we have been very poor housekeepers in our mind. We have allowed to come into our mind whatever thought might come into our mind, whatever idea might come into our mind, whatever consideration might come into our mind, or opinion, or judgment, and we have not had any policeman on duty there to keep such thoughts from coming in. We just accepted everything, and we have said to ourselves, if we think it, it must be good. If we think it, it must be acceptable. It has passed through several filters to get into this part of our thinking. Well, those of us who are a little familiar with viruses and with working with computers, we know that there's a very special way that we've been talking about for many years, a way that anything can get into our mind that we want or don't want, and that it can take hold, and it can take up residence, it can belong there, it can be comfortable there, and all the time we are thinking, we didn't want that there, and yet it was there. That's called fooling the mind. Now, as we fool the mind, we fool the mind into accepting things as fact or as okay to be in our mind. Anything our mother told us, we think is okay to put in our mind. Anything our father told us, especially okay to put in our mind. Anything our teacher tells us, is good to put in our mind. But you see, we have accepted so many channels for the good to put in our mind that we become angry and we become frustrated and we become rebellious about it. And so we start shutting off a lot of good stuff when we should be only shutting off the bad stuff, if shutting off is the right word to use. We should be directing our thought more to the good things that we feel are going to be beneficial to us than to those things that are not. They say if you speak a lie often enough, long enough, and strong enough, you'll ultimately believe it. And this basically is true. If you teach a country that it is right for it to go and take the property its neighbor has, because that at one time had belonged to this country and should never have been taken away, there's a certain self-righteousness that gets involved there, which shouldn't be there. And you allow yourself to do things that you would not under any other circumstances do. In fact, you would not at all allow yourself to take something that belongs to someone else. In fact, if that country has that land and you don't, then that land belongs to that country, always did, always will, and it is not yours unless they choose to give it to you. And from the appearances, it looks like they're not interested in doing that. You see, we have accepted these things. We have thought these things. We've empowered these things to be part of our world, and so they are. We have to be selective of our inner viewpoints and our inner pictures. Because if we're not selective of our inner viewpoints and our inner pictures, we're going to find that we're going to have a lot of things going on in our mind that we are not interested in. That is, we do not wish to bring forth into reality in our life. Listening within and being selective is just, it goes together. It just belongs together. So when you will listen within now, what are you going to be listening within? What viewpoints, what pictures are you going to be having? Are you going to be having a picture of you as a happy person? Are you going to have a viewpoint of you of doing things that are rewarding and everyone looks at you and says, that's beautiful, that's good, I admire that in you? Or are we going to be looking at ourselves and thinking to ourselves, what a foolish thing we've done, how badly we've handled that? Now that can happen too. That can happen too, even with good things. So we want to take all these thoughts and just let them go. Even the good, even the bad, even the right, even the wrong, whatever we may consider. These viewpoints and these pictures, just let them pass away. They do not belong to us. They are not important in our life. They are not things that we want to experience and that we want to have. We want to let them go. Now, how do we let them go? How do we let them cease to be important in our life? We have them cease to be important in our life by turning our attention to other ones. Now, we make statements. All is in divine order. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. And these statements are powerful and good. These statements are true. But what do they mean? We don't know. And this is the blessing. We don't know what they mean, and because we do not know what they mean, we cannot get in the way of their consummation. So we merely state these things, and then we let the principle manifest them as it will in itself. We've all come to these thoughts many times. We've all come to these considerations many times. We thought to ourselves, how shall we handle it? How shall we be at peace? How shall we be relaxed? How shall we be laid back? And then the answer comes to us very simply. Speak a statement which you cannot manipulate. All is in divine order. You cannot manipulate that. You can say, all is not in divine order, but that's another statement. But the statement, all is in divine order, is a fact. It is a real. It is a condition that exists in our life. And I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Who knows what ideal is? We know our spirit, mind, and body somewhat, but who knows what ideal is? It's a good thought for us to think about. As we think about it, let's consider, what do we want to bring forth in our life? We're learning about introspection now. We're learning about being quiet and letting the inner reveal itself to us. And as we're learning to be quiet and let the inner reveal itself to us, what's taking place? What's taking place is that these secret confines of our mind, which have held us in bondage for so long, are beginning to break down. And we're beginning to think in imaginative ways, in ways that are outstanding, in ways that are beautiful, in ways that are significant in every possible way. And those ways include living in a lovely home. Those ways include having a beautiful body. Those ways include being successful. Those ways include being surrounded by beings who are harmonious with you, and many other aspects. But what does that have to do with our spiritual path? Well, as we walk our spiritual path, we are always in our right place, doing our right thing at the right time. And we do have that perfect place to live. We do have that perfect condition in which to live. Everything is divinely designed and done now. Everything is fulfilled now, and we are there. It's confusing at times because we like to be more pragmatic. We like to say things and put them into motion and have them be. But here we say all is in divine order, and then we get ourselves out of the way of the fact that all is in divine order,
and we let the divine order reveal itself in its perfect way to us and to everyone. All is in divine order. What a marvelous way to go. What a wondrous way to find the truth about ourselves, to find just who we really are and what we really are going to expect out of life and give to life. We are given the opportunity to know these things. We're given the opportunity to see these things. We're given the opportunity to think these things. And now, let's take that opportunity. We are thinking about the idea of listening within. So, visualize yourself listening within. You might visualize yourself as you sit in front of your radio, or you put on earphones, or you put on earbuds, or you listen to your Walkman, or you listen to your iPod. You listen to anything you want, but you're tuned in. Your ears are one-pointed. Now, when you take the new Bose earphone speaker plugs, when these are put on, you don't hear anything in the outer because they're built to be absolutely silent. They're built to be quiet. Now, when you listen to them, you feel this quietness. You feel this oneness, this peace. New inventions have been coming up recently in which people are listening to the sound of water, the sound of sound, to take away all of the confusing sounds that have been going through their mind. And these sounds have been very positive and very active and very beneficial, but they have also been kind of difficult to put words to. Because, you see, the janitorial staff throughout our work is constantly working on a separate level from the educational staff. And the janitorial staff does their work in a very competent way, and they are happy about it. They are working in their capacities in a very smart and enjoyable way, and we, too, are doing the same thing. Now, when we look at the janitorial staff quietly going about their work, doing these wonderful cleaning up areas where they feel so good about seeing it, where it once was dirty, now it's clean, we do the same thing. We see where once our mind was cluttered with a lot of thoughts that were taking us away from our inner awareness, that now the mind is no longer cluttered. For some reason or another, the dishes seem to be properly stacked wherever we find them. Everything is in order, and everything is divinely in order. While they may not be washed yet, they may not be finished in their project, but each step along the way, order prevails. And this is what we want in our world and in our experience. We want predisposed order. And as we have this predisposed order, we'll find that everything opens before us. Everything reveals itself to us. Everything is just utterly fantastic. But it's up to us. It's up to us to make this decision. It's up to us to smell it, to feel it, to sense it, to be illumined in it. So many times we are taken away from this inner feeling of greatness. We are taken away from this inner feeling of peace. We're taken away by our thought. And our thought would have us think that it is so important that it's just dragging us away from all the things that our attention would go to. And then we say, I let go and let God. I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. Have you ever awakened in the middle of the night with such a busy dream that is just demanding your attention, demanding your thoughts, and you have to take care of some very significant problems, which, as you look back upon them, they were not significant at all. It was merely how the problems were given to you. It was merely how you considered them. And the more significant you considered the problem, the more difficult it became. The more significant you considered the thing that you had to do, the more difficult it was to do the very thing you had to do. Now, that's a silly thing to experience in anyone's book. But it is something we experience in ours. And we experience it in our book not because we are wrong or we are right, but we experience it in our book because we have not yet learned to be master of ourselves. When anything comes up in our mind that wants to demand our attention, we say, I am in peace. I am peace. All is in peace. All is in divine order. And as we do that, a great peace descends upon us, and we feel relaxed. We feel a certain oneness. We feel a goodness. We don't look for when the activity is going to happen. We just let go. And we know that in its perfect time, it will happen. And it does happen in just that time. Being selective of the inner voices is a very important aspect of our being, too. We've been selective of the viewpoints and the pictures and the clatter, and now we're being selective of the inner voices. Many times we think that we're hearing something divine speaking to us. We think that we're hearing something noble and right speaking to us. We think that it is something we have to cooperate with. We have to respond to. Whereas all it is an inner feeling sometimes of fright. We are afraid of something. Oh! And we back off from doing something. Instead of saying, oh, I take charge. All is in order. And then we look at it with beautiful eyes. We look at it with awareness. And we are no longer frightened. We are no longer overwhelmed by it. We are the master. This happens in many areas. It happens in many attitudes, in many things that we're working on. And it's a silly thing, because we let it happen. We let it be that which is manipulating us and controlling us. And because we let it be that which is manipulating and controlling us, then we're no longer in charge. We're no longer free to be ourselves. We're no longer free to walk the path as we understand it to be walked. When we always feel that we are number one, and we are the master, and we are in charge, and we are the decision makers, then we are the decision makers, and we are number one, we are in charge. But we cannot be in charge if we let fright, if we let demands of other things take us, if we let anything tell us that it is more important to us than what we are doing, then we have lost all control over being the master being that we are. And we are master beings. We are great and beautiful master beings. We were speaking the other day about kilobytes and megabytes and gigabytes and trigabytes. And we're thinking, wow, in just so few years, the ability to put things on computers, to have storage space for things, has grown so exponentially. It's amazing. And then we think of the WinZip and a few other projects or devices that condense things into smaller space, that bring and the MP3s, and then all of the new systems that are coming up on that even make that more condensed. It's amazing. One day we'll find out that the things that we create will begin to have a portion of the potential that our mind has. And rather than thinking that these things that we create are so grand and so beautiful and so comprehensive, we begin to think, hey, our mind thought up all those things. Now, our mind could not think those things up unless our mind were rather grand in itself. And so we begin to look at our mind, and we begin to appreciate it for what it is. And we begin to recognize that the inner voices that we hear are not so strange after all. The inner voices are speaking to us, and what we want to do is to learn to listen to them. And of course, psychiatrists have said to us, if you start talking back to the voice that you start hearing, be careful, because you'll be unstable. Well, maybe it's about time
we start being unstable from the human point of view and become stable from the divine point of view. Start listening and hearing the wonderful concepts that are coming through and take charge of it. Now we hear these voices, we see these pictures, we have these viewpoints, we hear the clatter going on within our inner being. And we think that's our reality. We think that's what we really want to pay attention to. And of course, as we pay attention to it, we remain on just the low level of awareness that we've always been. But if we really want introspection, if we really want to listen within, then we have to do some definite work. Now, meditation is to think about something. Introspection is to let the divine in you speak to you in ways that it can be meaningful to you. Introspection is letting the divine in you speak to you in ways that it can be meaningful to you. When we practice and practice and practice being aware of our divine inner self, practice listening. Listening to anything that comes along and allowing that which is not important to us to fade away and allowing that which is important to us to remain. Now, I've been teaching this technique of introspection, of listening within, for many, many years, 30 years, 40 years, for many years. And very few people are able to practice it. Very few people are able to benefit from it. Because people are willing to quit so easily. I give them the 3-hour meditation of listening within. And if they fall asleep, they have to start over again. Well, they get so tired of starting over that they give up. An artist or a young writer who is going to school, and they learn and they learn and they learn until they learn all of the parts of speech, they learn all of the ways of utilizing words, they learn to love the dictionary, they learn to love the tools of the business that they're very interested in going into. And so they become very adequate writers, and they become skillful writers, and they become exquisite writers. But you see, they're not writers until they become magic writers, writers from their soul. And the tools are just good language. But the writing is the magic of their soul, the words that they choose so beautifully to express the concepts that they have in their mind. This is what you and I are doing as we prepare ourselves to enter into true introspection. We are learning to enter into this true introspection by listening to our divine within. We're learning to release a variety of chatter that goes on, release the inner viewpoints that have demanded our attention, release those inner pictures that look so interesting and so fascinating, release those inner voices that seem to demand time and again and again and again, they want our full attention. And then we listen to the divine in us. We listen in peace, not panic. We listen in relaxation. We say, I am peace, I am peace, I am peace. And as we affirm that again and again, all the tension goes away. All the thinking that we're having difficulty getting into it goes away. And we are at peace. And we are listening at one-ment. And all is in divine order. All is in divine order. And it is beautiful. These are decisions you can come to. These are pathways that you will walk, as we all do. And these are pathways that lead us to these beautiful concepts. The stillness for introspection, listening within. And in a few moments, we'll be talking about playing the game. And this has been very confusing to many people, but we'll have a lot of fun with it. So, breathe deep, let it all out, and be at peace. And know that you're listening within. I love you. I love you. I love you.